G.I. Joe Retaliation movie review. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Ben Anderson.
I'm Daniel Butcher.
I'm Kobe Radcliffe.
And we are
the Sci-Fi Christian.
Back.
It's like he's never heard an episode before.
Wait, I don't think I really have ever listened to it.
Embarrassing.
All right, guys.
I just broke your chair.
Did you seriously?
No. Don't worry about it.
Good job, Brenda.
Came back from the movie.
What?
G.I. Joe Retaliation. Let's give our initial numbers.
Whose phone is ringing this time, Matt?
It's from Daniel.
What?
You just sent me a text message.
Okay. See, out of the three people here, I'm the most one that's probably going to get a text, and then these two are texting each other.
At a certain point,
to make themselves
I'm probably going to give a blow-by-blow of the text I received during the movie.
Oh, yeah, we have to. Okay, so we got back from the movie. Let's just give it initially our rankings, and then let's talk in more
depth. Are we doing
depth.
Out of five?
Yeah, out of five. One okay. through five. Kobe, you can start.
I need more time to think because I wasn't prepared for this, but go ahead, Daniel.
I'm willing to give this movie a 2.
You're pathetic.
Kobe?
I'm going to say 3.8.
3.8?
Yeah.
I'm going to say generous 2.5.
Oh my God.
Generous.
I thought my 2 was generous.
I want to know why.
I think I give it the half just to support The Rock, because as people might know, Kobe, you and I are both big fans of The Rock from wrestling. In fact, tomorrow night, we are going to be watching WrestleMania together, where The Rock faces in a championship match against the lame John Cena.
Absolutely.
And so
The Rock will probably lose, but...
He's not a great actor. Let's be honest. He's not that great, but I do like him. Kobe, what are your thoughts on Rock as an actor?
Okay. From an acting standpoint, he is not the best. But
can we get off this? Nobody expects The Rock to be delivering Hamlet in the part.
That's also a point that you have to look at.
But he is becoming a bigger star.
But he is the most valuable piece of Hollywood.
Somebody's coming to the door. It's Ryan Strahan!
What's up, my nerds?
That's mostly true.
Okay, so go ahead.
No,
it wasn't Ben sitting
here.
He's
the most valuable commodity in Hollywood right now.
What?
Serious.
What?
Are you high?
Anything The Rock does is hot.
What? Have you heard of Robert Downey Jr.?
Nope.
Johnny Depp?
You put The Rock's name on it, people are going to go watch. Because he's entertaining.
You realize I'm going to have to walk off here in about 15 minutes. Because
you were going to do that anyways.
I can't handle this.
Okay.
The Rock is...
He is. He makes the most money right now in Hollywood from his movies.
More than anyone else.
Yes. Why is that? Because he's entertaining. People want to see him. That's why.
I don't know if I agree completely, but what was your favorite part of the movie? Oh, this is all spoilers ahead. Go ahead.
Thanks for pointing that out now. My favorite part of the movie... Oh, that's so hard. I would probably say when Duke died.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's right, ladies.
I didn't know
go
that.
Go for Channing Tatum. Tatum, but he's not going to be
there. I didn't know he was going to die.
I knew somebody important died in the movie. I just didn't know who it was.
His filming probably took like 2 days.
Yeah, he's like, hey, thanks for the check. I'm out of here.
Yeah, and same with Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis was not in enough scenes to...
See, I was going to say my favorite scene was at the end when Rock and Joe are having their moment and basically said, he's like, hey, General, are you going to be back? And you can see on Bruce Willis's face, I'm going to cash this check. And you're never going to see me again.
And then when Rock shot a gun out like randomly in front of the president.
Yeah, because you should just randomly shoot guns in the air.
Dude, they had to do their 51-gun salute.
Dude, why do you need a 51-gun salute?
Oh, come on. They're honoring...
Here's one of my favorite lines from the movie is...
Daniel's going to say his, too.
We
don't care about Matt and his stupid editing.
Who even said this movie? Oh yeah, the president, the fake president. For like, I don't even know how this line makes sense. I'm the quicker blower upper, baby. Do you remember when he said that?
Were you guys not even paying attention to the movie?
Yeah.
No wonder why you didn't like it.
We were paying attention.
Matt doesn't even know where his favorite quote from the movie came from. That makes no sense.
It's from the president, the fake president. Hey, but Kobe, you and I saw...
He said that because he was just going to start launching nukes.
I know, but we didn't know that at that point in the movie. Okay.
You did. He just said he was going to.
No, it was like an hour before that.
Oh, come on. You knew that was going to happen. They were talking about it.
Okay, here's another good line in the movie. When they were introducing the character Jinx, the actor that addressed her...
By the way, we're reading text from our phone because Matt and I were texting back and forth.
Well, I was taking notes. This is the exactly how the...
Oh, that was a good quote.
Yeah. The blind master that was teaching them how to fight addressed her like this. Jinx, cousin of Storm Shadow. Like, in her first scene, just to like...
But we needed to know.
Exposition. Too much exposition. Daniel, what was your favorite line?
My favorite line was when...
You gotta say
the fake president... Oh, I'm not allowed to say my real favorite
say
line.
Say it. Who cares?
No, don't swear.
It's not a swear word.
When The no, Rock said, dang ninjas.
Dang ninjas.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, but you liked when the fake president addressed Lady J.
And he called her fair and balanced.
Well, he's like, just like Fox News. You're fair and balanced. All right, Kobe, your favorite line?
I might just say it.
Don't.
No, I have to edit then. Okay.
It's dang ninjas.
Dang ninjas.
Of course.
That was pretty good.
That was a funny line.
Yeah. I mean, they'll make a sequel. They've already said it, but it's... I don't know why.
Guys haven't said anything.
I
want to
know
like
where
it,
the Transformers were during this major nuclear event.
I think that's fair. Kobe... Oh, Transformers. Would you like to see, Kobe, a Transformer G.I. Joe crossover movie?
No. Okay, keep going.
I think Kobe asked a fair question. Why didn't we like it? Let's not just say we didn't like it. Okay, here's some things I didn't like.
The weak story.
Weak story. I didn't like
poor acting.
I didn't like
it's not based on story or acting, so good job.
That,
keep going.
You want to hear my...
I didn't like the exposition that they had to make sure you knew what was going on, but you
was
still...
was one time.
You still didn't quite know what was going on. I didn't really know why... Okay, for example, the blind guy, he knew that Zartan was the president without doing a DNA thing like the G.I. Joe. It was like instantly. How did he know that? Okay, that was never explained.
How about this? The fact that they don't follow G.I. Joe canon... Because Flint never has a beret until the end when everyone has a beret. Yeah.
Okay.
Booyah!
Get over it, Daniel.
They also they said that G.I. Joe's was named after one man whose name was Joe, played by Bruce Willis, who was awesome. Bruce Willis is awesome at everything.
But wasn't it supposed to be General Hawk? That was the original G.I. Joe?
Yeah, what happened to him?
Yeah. General Hawk.
When was the last time a movie ever followed any...
I've seen the cartoons, Kobe.
So good job.
The whole Cliff stuff... It was supposed to be cool, but I didn't think it was as cool as it should have been.
What?
Like, fighting on the cliff was... Like, okay, they sent the...
How is that not cool?
I'll explain, listen. So Storm Shadow was knocked out. They had him in a body bag. They had him on the zip line. They threw him off a bridge. Then... Okay, now follow me here, Kobe. Don't react. Just listen. Snake Eyes and Jinx are running away all these different... Wait, hold on. No,
Jinx,
let me say this.
The cousin of Storm Shadow.
Cousin of Storm Shadow. They're running away all through these mountains being chased by the red ninjas. They're running and running and jumping all over the place. And then, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, down the zip line comes the body of Storm Shadow.
Dude, if you were paying attention during the movie...
But wait, listen. If that was the fastest route, which I believe it was, why... Didn't they all just take that route instead of going all through the maze of mountains and fighting? Plus, the CGI in that scene was horrendous.
So you want your movie to only be them going down a zipline and then they get away?
No, I just want it to make sense, Kobe.
That did okay. Oh my gosh, they're being chased. What are you doing
down
you're being
a mountain
chased?
With ropes?
Oh, one of my favorite things were they. I kept.
They had so many grapple guns.
You guys are ridiculous.
It was like an endless supply of grapple guns.
Oh, you're right. They had a lot of grapple guns, Kobe.
And that's a problem. Why?
Well, because...
They're based out of a mountain.
That's true.
The only way they can get down was apparently grapples.
I'm just saying,
so
when
to
these
me,
ninjas,
that
these
makes
ninjas
a lot
got
of
dressed
sense.
In the morning, they're like, okay, I'm going to need like...
At least four grapple guns.
Four shooting star, throwing star.
Oh, okay, here's
different people
swords,
every time.
Here's another thing.
And like what five grapple guns.
Okay, in the last movie, Cobra Commander was
you
a bad guy. Listen, in the last movie, Cobra Commander was a bad guy. And he had a very distinct logo. And all of a sudden, all the Secret Service agents started wearing Cobra lapels in this movie. And no one thought that was suspicious.
And the president named his secret organization that kills the Joes Cobra. But here's the best part. Before you even have a chance to respond. So Lady J does a very complicated analysis of the president's behavior to determine that he may no longer be the president, that he's somebody else. And she's got all these cues, all these tells that he's doing. But the thing that she doesn't point out to is the fact that directly behind him is a guy with a cobra lapel pin.
Yeah, that was a little suspicious. Kobe?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, first of all, I got to say that Daniel wants this movie to fail.
I don't!
False.
I when love
we
the
went,
cartoons.
Before we even went to the movie, you're like, this is going to suck. So,
because I was true!
Your opinion is purely based on wanting it to not be good.
And I did want it to be good, right? You believe me, don't you?
I don't know if I believe
you. I grew up with the cartoons.
That doesn't mean anything.
Not the Power Rangers, the cartoons. I want the G.I. Joe Dude. Movie franchise to work.
No, you didn't. You
I want
obviously
it to
did.
Work.
You obviously did.
I want it to be successful. I want it to make lots of money, but I want it to be good.
First of all, it did make lots of money.
I want it to be good.
Making lots of money. Number one
Give
movie in America.
Give me a good G.I. Joe movie.
Still.
It was the number one movie last weekend. Let me check right now and see if it's still
you
it
You know
is.
What? And here's what frustrated me the most. With you, I will call you out, sir.
Oh, no,
I
okay.
got up and moved in the movie theater. I said, this will get A-team. A sequel, but the A-Team won't? That's outrageous. And you said, because the A-Team sucks. Well, you know what? Compared to this, the A-Team is a flipping work of art.
No.
Well acted, a good story, good special effects. Compared to G.I. Joe.
And you like Liam Neeson.
Why are you one of those people that thinks that this movie is supposed to be a well-acted movie?
I'm not
Who are
Ben.
You?
I'm not Ben.
This is
I
the
do
Expendables.
Not, I do
you know
not
that, right?
require that I have to be able to think through a movie. I will turn my mind off and let things explode. I love it.
That's what happened.
Yeah,
but you didn't
yeah,
want it
but
to
it would
be
nice
way.
If the things exploding, the things that happened around the explosions were actually at least better than a fifth grade play.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
Bruce Willis is on the poster of this, like in like featured, and so is
and he should for his 7 minutes that he's in it.
What about Channing Tatum? He's like huge. The Rock, though, I guess he's pretty featured prominently.
And okay. I liked The Rock in this movie. I did.
I don't understand why you think this is supposed to be the best movie ever.
It's not.
No,
it's supposed to be G.I. Joe.
But you're
it's
basing
supposed
it
to
off
be
of that.
Decent.
You can't base a movie like this, just like people did with The Expendables. It's not an acting movie. It's supposed to be a movie of action and fun. That's all it's supposed to be. It has nothing to do with acting. It doesn't. Because if it did, you wouldn't have The Rock as your headline guy.
It would be nice if Bruce Willis could come to this movie and pretend that he's actually not acting. That he would actually pretend to be the character that he is and not a guy who came for 3 days to get a free lunch and a nice big fat paycheck.
It's a fun movie. It's not supposed to be about
Do you guys wish that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in this movie?
Or yes.
That would have been fun.
Absolutely not.
Why? Why
because
not?
It's a good actor?
No. What would he do in this movie?
He'd be Cobra Commander.
Well,
and we wouldn't get this.
Oh, Cobra Commander was pretty awesome. He's probably my favorite person in the movie.
Yeah. He got 4 minutes in the movie, too.
But he was... I like.
No,
I
he
think,
didn't.
I think
you
he did
you know what?
Very well.
You know what I liked? You want to know what I liked? Oh, is it no. Ray Stevenson?
Ray Park.
No, I like Ray Park, but Ray Stevens.
Oh,
Firefly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked Firefly. I did. He was cool. He blew things up. I believed him when he blew things up.
Kobe, did you like Cobra Commander?
Yeah, I feel like he could have had a more important role.
Yeah.
But the movie wasn't, again, about him.
Yeah.
It wasn't about him. The movie was not about Bruce Willis.
Wait,
did he just say this movie is not about Cobra Commander?
It's not.
It's called G.I. Joe Retaliation. The retaliation is coming from Cobra.
Okay, yes, he's the head of everything that goes on, but the movie is not essentially based around him.
Okay, let me ask Kobe.
It's really not.
Kobe, this movie was supposed to come out, and you and I were planning on seeing it last year.
Yeah, but it didn't go because of Battleship.
Is that why? So it was supposed to come out last summer, and it was delayed.
Because they thought...
Were they worried that a movie that sucked probably shouldn't follow a movie that sucked?
No, once they saw that Battleship was so terrible, they were wondering if people didn't want to see that kind of movie.
So they're just like holding off a little bit?
Yep.
I think it was a good move, because think of how much money it made.
Yeah, really.
I'm trying to bring up the money right now. I would say this is not... I think, Daniel, you're being a little hard. It's meant to be.
He wants it to fail. That's all it is.
You know what I wanted it to be? I wanted it to be as good as the A-Team, and I wanted it to respect G.I. Joe.
Okay,
you know
well,
what? I grew up playing
so.
With G.I. Joe action figures.
This is getting really...
There was tons of things
understand.
In there. Matt even heard me say it. I so liked the hovercraft. I was like, I so wanted that when I was a kid. I lived off the cartoons. I'm sorry, if you're going to do a G.I. Joe movie, you got to have Duke. You want to know why you have to have Duke for more than 3 minutes? Because Duke is the heart and soul of that movie.
I don't know if that...
No.
I think Rock was the heart and soul of that
movie. And where the heck was Sergeant Slaughter?
Duke had to die.
I thought you said Sergeant Slaughter was going to be in this movie.
I thought he was.
You got my hopes up,
Duke
Daniel.
Duke had to die. You need to do something like that.
He's not Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's Duke. He's Luke Skywalker. He's not even my favorite. But you want to know who one of my favorites is? Can I tell you who one of my favorites is, Kobe? Can I curl up here and I'll tell you?
Are you going to say Flint?
Yeah, Flint. Flint was one of my favorite all-time G.I. Joes. You want to know what? Flint,
why is this guy so hating on the
Flint
movie that he wants
no,
to fail so bad?
No beret. No beret Flint. So you don't even know he's Flint when he's on the screen.
Oh,
except for the time when they actually say, hey, it's Flint.
Nope, they
but you know what else he didn't do?
All,
you
actually.
Know what else he didn't do? He never made out with Lady J. Come on. Where was that at? Come
okay,
on.
First of all, it's not needed.
And you know what? You know what? Flint's a leader. Flint is a man. He is a soldier. You know what he's not? He's not some follower who never follows orders to begin with, who just in North Korea switching flags.
So, okay, hold up. When you go on your date with Flint, we'll be able to talk about this. Okay, anyways.
That would be a fine evening.
Daniel is being way too hard on this movie.
I just remembered my favorite scene.
He's actually being ridiculous.
My favorite scene in the movie was when Zartan, as the fake president, actually tricked all the countries into launching the nukes in the air and then had them all explode them in the air, so a self-destruct style.
While he's playing
Angry Birds, which you predicted.
Yeah, I said, because earlier in interrogation, I said, what's he doing, playing Angry Birds?
And he was. And so... that was pretty cool because that's actually a good bad guy idea to get everybody to disarm themselves and then have. Oh, you liked that Zeus machine, right? Where they
it's genius.
That was an awesome idea. They dropped the big tungsten rods down and it destroyed.
You know why it's tungsten?
Why?
So it doesn't burn up. Duh.
Whoa.
Oh well, look at that. Take that, science.
Hold on. Keep talking. I have.
People are ridiculous.
Yeah. Speaking of those satellites, there's seven of them. Seven of them. Play it again. Take that, science.
Take that, science.
Because Cobra Commander can launch seven satellites without anybody noticing.
What do you mean?
Did you know this movie was banned in Pakistan?
Can you blame Pakistan?
You know why?
Why?
Because I think they're friends with North Korea. North Korea.
Yeah. Now that rocked.
Okay.
It's always the little guy.
The idea that North Korea got so bashed in this movie was actually hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean...
Especially when you consider it was made 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, it was really funny to watch all that take shape. But this movie was actually better than Daniel says. He's exaggerating a lot of things, so that's fun. Especially when you want a movie to fail so bad as he does.
I don't want it to fail.
You're so lying.
I'm not you with John Carter, Kobe. I'm not.
I think that's what this is really about.
Okay, I'm going to put it this way. John Carter just sucked.
I wanted to hug this movie.
It wasn't
here,
you that
know
I
what?
Wanted it to fail.
You know what?
I didn't even know about John Carter.
You know
Carter
what I did with G.I. Joe
out.
When it came out the first time? I didn't have a chance because I had young children to go see it, and I didn't know Matt at the time. So what
that's
I did is I rented it.
What? Rented,
and I was so excited.
G.I. Joe?
G.I. Joe. Yeah. I was so excited. I was thrilled. Excellent looking cast. There was going to be excessive gunfire and explosions.
And there were.
So I popped open a few beers. I got myself some chocolate
chip
cookies.
This is a Christian radio station, sir.
Hey. I'm just being truthful here. And I settled down.
I'm just kidding.
And into my easy chair, and I watched G.I. Joe. And I tried to forget the fact that it was fairly horrible. I did. I really did. I've never watched it again, and I won't let my children watch it. My kids will see this over my dead body.
you
want to know why? Do you know why?
So ridiculous.
Do you know why it'll be over my dead body? Because if they want to watch something that has excessive explosions, I'll more than happily put in my copy of The A-Team.
The A-Team sucks, though, so don't watch that.
Oh, okay. I don't agree with that.
Although I do love Bradley Cooper.
Here's an interesting fact.
Hangover Part 3.
I'm looking over some G.I. Joe facts. During the nuclear summit scene, when Paris, France is shown on the monitors, you can see in the skyline the Eiffel Tower. However, if you remember from movie 1, the Eiffel Tower was destroyed.
Oh, no, it was not. It was not destroyed.
Oh.
Hey, speaking of fun facts, so Storm
so whatever site you're on,
Storm Shadow
get off
is
now
kidnapped.
They're liars.
Storm Shadow is kidnapped from the mountain that the blind guy knew that Storm Shadow was at. And he's working
well,
with the Joes.
He agrees.
But yet, you would think that somebody would tell Cobra Commander, hey, Snake Eyes just kidnapped Storm Shadow from the mountain. Don't put him in your personal bodyguard unit.
Dude. Oh, my gosh. You're ridiculous.
Wait,
Daniel.
You're leaving the room? Oh, he was saying something.
You are ridiculous, sir.
So, for some more fun facts, Robach is a sergeant major. Good job, The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock was awesome. The Rock was pretty good in this movie. Like I said, he is the hottest thing going.
He's the Rock. He's the Rock. Oh, yeah. So we have our main confrontation. We have our attack on the president and the Citadel and all that good stuff. You know what the Rock's doing? He's out driving a car.
That was his
he
job.
Needs, he's the Rock. He needs to be in that big battle scene. And it needs to be against Cobra Commander, not Firefly.
I liked it when he killed Firefly. How did you like that scene, Kobe?
That was pretty good. That was a good kill.
Oh, did you know that the film's original title was G.I. Joe Cobra Strikes?
Yep.
Oh, does that mean that the plot was about Cobra?
Did you know that Roblox was originally going to appear in the first movie?
The movie is obviously about Cobra, but it's not based around him. Even though he is the ultimate main villain obviously doesn't need to be the central of everything.
He's Cobra flipping Commander.
Hey, listen to this.
And he's still alive, isn't he?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson was known for his catchphrase, "Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?"
Yes.
And in this film, he plays Roblox, who in the original comics was a chef.
That's so... Get off this website. They also said that the Eiffel Tower got destroyed in number one when it clearly did not.
So in the animated series, Flint and Lady J had a bit of a romantic relationship with each other. You can kind of see it possibly happen here in the movie. What do you think, Daniel?
They needed to be making out.
Nope. It's unnecessary. That's
it's
so
required.
Pointless. No, it's unnecessary.
They need to be having little Army Joe babies.
All right. Well, I'm gonna end this episode.
Okay.
So
put it this way. Yeah. G.I. Joe was actually a decent movie. It's fun to go watch, unless you're like Daniel, who wants everything to fail.
I really liked the Firefly bombs. They were good.
Those were pretty cool.
I liked some of the action, and some of the action was not as fun as I thought I wanted it to be.
I'd rather be watching the A-Team, and I want a good G.I. Joe movie, and it makes me want to go see The Punisher with Ray Stevenson, because it's not G.I. Joe.
Go see G.I. Joe.
Well, let us know your thoughts.
It's good.
You can call us at 612-421-SFC. You can email us at feedback@thesatbykristen.com. Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm right.
And I'm better than you.
And we are signing off.
It's a trap. Deathmatch time, Kobe. Let's go.
Dude, I cannot believe that you hated that movie that much.
Yeah, I didn't know you didn't like it that much, Daniel.